from the MyTimmonsNow.com newsroom. This is Country 93.1 News.
Good afternoon. I'm Bob McIntyre. The forecasters at Environment Canada nailed it when they predicted heavy snow for Hearst and Points West last night, and they're sticking to their prediction that the rest of us will get it tonight. Snow should start falling this evening and not let up until tomorrow afternoon, leaving as much as 15 centimeters of the white stuff on the ground. If you still speak in imperial units, that's the equivalent of 6 inches. At points, it could be falling hard and fast enough to reduce visibility, so you'll feel like you're flying the Millennium Falcon when you're driving your car, and you won't be able to see much in front of you. You might yet skate this coming winter at the Mountjoy Arena or do what you normally do on a sheet of indoor artificial ice. There hasn't been any in the Park Avenue facility the past 2 winters because the arena has been used for COVID-19 vaccinations. The city says the Porcupine Health Unit will be out of there by the end of November. Then an assessment will be made to determine whether ice goes in. This municipal election, you should vote like your local lake depends on it. So says the Ontario Federation of Cottagers Associations. It follows a report that outlines the significant role waterfront property owners play in the economy. The report says that nearly $11.5 billion was spent in 2021 by 250,000 waterfront property households across Ontario. It also says the average waterfront property household spending last year was just under $45,000. The Federation is encouraging its members to vote in the municipalities where they own properties. It has already started in most of them. The final voting day is next Monday. In conjunction with Small Business Week, the Federal Agency for Economic Development in our region is laying down $1.2 million for that purpose. Ross McDonald is Business Development Specialist for Link North, which is administering what he calls the project dollars between Hearst and Durlton and Timmins and the coast. He says it will help entrepreneurs in the region develop and expand products and technology. And he says Link North provides a number of different services.
We provide business advisory services to help clients develop their business model and other things. We have a variety of workshops and other programming that we deliver.
You can contact Link North through its website. The mayor of Ottawa has taken the stand at the inquiry into the use of the Emergencies Act last February to end the Freedom Convoy. Jim Watson says the behavior of the protesters was despicable and abhorrent during the 3-week demonstration. He says the vast majority of the demonstrators were not being respectful. To sign up for news alerts, go to MyTimmonsNow.com.